talking now with John Sampson with, of course, Midwest Farm Shows. And, John, it's almost hard to believe, but we're the 17th Tulsa Farm Show, and I know that this is one of those things that you're really have taken a lot of pride of ownership down through the years in.
Well, hey, it's actually the 18th. It's my 17th year, but it's the 18th annual. And, yeah, it's grown into just a great show, one of the don't-miss shows in the Southern Plains area. And I think maybe it just might be the third largest indoor show in the country. But we've got a great mix of exhibitors here. We do some things that are a little outside the box for most indoor shows with the live cattle equipment demos and the live horse training. And now we've added the bull sale and the herd builder sale down on the lower level of the Quick Trip Center here at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds, which is just a perfect facility. And tomorrow, 300-plus exhibitors are going to open up and show everybody the newest in ag that is out there as far as goods and services are concerned. And we're just going to have a great time. And then, of course, as the week rolls on, we'll have our livestock handling skills competition on Friday morning. That's one of my pet projects because I love to see the kids be involved, and we know they need post-secondary education, so we've set up the scholarship program, I think, 13 years ago, but so far we've awarded over $80,000 in scholarships to these kids, and they're going to come in, and 10 teams of three, all guaranteed a minimum of a $100 scholarship, and they're going to process two calves through a chute. That happens on Friday morning. They're going to do it as if they're adding to a herd. And we've got some industry professionals that will judge them on exactly how they handle the cattle, how their plan works for the three of them being a team and working together safely and minimizing stress on the animals. And it's just a whole lot of fun. I've met some great kids over the years doing this, and it's still one of my favorite things to see the youth get involved and really be enthusiastic about agriculture.
I'll bet you got a fair amount of attention as far as you were looking pretty closely at this Department of Labor proposal about young people under 16 down on the farm or this type of an activity, really.
I really am. I think it's one of those things that I'm a minimalist when it comes to government, and I think that good parents make good decisions on what their kids should be doing and should not be doing. There obviously are a lot of dangerous activities going on in farming, and you need to be aware of that, but these young people are the folks that are going to carry on the agricultural heritage of this country, which is becoming a very small demographic, as you probably are more aware than most being in the media. But as far as I know, less than 1.5% of the population is feeding our country and 20% of the rest of the world, and doing it very efficiently. And we're getting better and better every year at the safety aspects. But I think this is one area where, you know, I would have to, if somebody asked me, I'd have to say my advice would be for the government to keep their hands off.
Your 300 exhibitors that are here, this is a little bit of a different mix, as you mentioned, compared to some of your other shows on up in the Midwest, closer to your home of Minnesota. This really caters very well to this part of the country, doesn't it?
It does. We've been able to put together a very nice mix of exhibitors. As you noted, the rest of our shows, with the exception of Oklahoma City, are in basically row crop and small grain country. And when we first started coming down here 18 years ago, we didn't know a heck of a lot about peanuts, cotton, or pecans, or sod, or a whole lot of other things that are being farmed down here. We do know a bit about livestock, and this show has a heavier livestock component in it than any of the other shows except Oklahoma City. And that's been fun because you get to meet some really good hands, and I've watched it every year, And every year, by golly, I walk away, I learn something. And that's kind of the fun part of this whole deal.
When you think about, you know, your other shows that you've already had earlier here in 2011, what's your take on the agricultural economy across the Midwest?
Generally, it's very, very strong in comparison to other industry segments. Obviously, in the Southwest here, we've had some weather issues, that meaning drought, nobody wants to say the D word, that have skewed it a little bit in this area. I've been fortunate lately to have gotten some moisture, and it looks like we're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel is maybe not a train coming at us. But generally speaking, there's a good deal of optimism. Commodity prices remain strong, not through the roof, other than when you look at feeder cattle, they're through the roof. as you well know, I think the last I saw was in the between the 140s and 150s somewhere for feeder cattle. So that, you know, there's money out there. It's so much a basic building block of the rest of the economy that I, you know, it's my belief that it will be the last to really suffer a lot. And people still have to eat. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to penalize anybody in agriculture during times like these, because we need to keep that industry segment very strong. And so far it's been okay. It's been very good. And we've talked last week to Illinois farmers over in Peoria, and they remain very, very optimistic and positive.
I guess some of the basics of this show, as it always has been, admission, parking free, and it's a three-day run.
It's a three-day run. Everything is free. I get a lot of calls and emails about the Craig Cameron horse training clinics. They're free. They're part of the show, and we just want everybody to come in and enjoy seeing what's new in ag and learning from folks like Craig. And there'd be 12 companies that are going to show shoots too, and everything that they've put together that's new in that area.